Hello everyone and welcome to our show. In today's podcast, myself and Tori Grove will be discussing whether or not prostitution should be legal in the United States. Prostitution is currently illegal in 49 of the 50 states in the U.S. For the sake of argument, we are choosing to define prostitution as the business or practice of engaging in sexual activity in exchange for payment. This includes brothels or organized prostitution, as well as street prostitution, both of which are illegal in the United States, besides Nevada, but excludes other sex industry occupations such as stripping and filming porn, which are both legal and regulated businesses. However, in other countries such as Germany and New Zealand, it is both regulated and legal. Now, with some background knowledge on the topic, we can dive into the discussion. I believe that legalizing prostitution will be beneficial towards our country.
Contrarily, I believe that prostitution should stay illegal in the United States because of its inherent exploitative nature.
All around the world, sex trafficking is making an appearance, and 55% of these victims are women or girls. And in America alone, about 100,000 girls are being sold into sex trafficking every year. Making prostitution legal would help reduce the numbers in sex trafficking. Just in 2001, when Germany legalized prostitution, in the span of 10 years, the sex trafficking activity had already been decreased by about 10%. The ACLU explains that people being trafficked are vulnerable because they often work in jobs that are hidden from the public view and are unregulated by the government.
The problem with legalizing a business such as this, however, is that it increases demand, which will force an increase in supply. Those who control human trafficking operations, for example, as Phoenix has mentioned, will sell off more young girls because of the increased pool of buyers. And more young runaways, as another example, will assume that prostitution is a good life for them to lead because it's now legal and regulated. And is this a message we want to send to our daughters?
Although Tori had a good point, if we were to legalize prostitution and give it a regulated organization, like stripping, you would have to be 18 or older. Therefore, you are not a young girl making a big decision, you are an adult that is capable of making your own choices in life, one of which is to vote for a president who helps maintain the economy. Speaking of the economy, my second point is that legalizing prostitution would also increase the tax revenue. With prostitution being illegal, prostitutes do not have to pay income taxes for their jobs. In between the years 2005 to 2011, the weekly income for prostitutes was a whopping $32,833, and none of that money goes to the government. Instead, we waste money on the police to disrupt these sex trades. In Nevada, where there are legal brothels, they collectively make about $50 million each year. They pay a large amount of taxes to the counties that they are located in, but none of it goes to the states, because even though it would help their declining economy, they don't approve of the sex trade.
I think that Phoenix brings up an interesting point when she talks about being 18 and how you're considered an adult by the government standards. The problem with this argument is that maturity, more than age, impacts one's decision-making abilities, and that many 18-year-olds are not mature enough to see the impact of a life-altering decision as big as becoming a prostitute. Many women do not understand the risks involved, especially younger, more immature girls.
Although some girls at the age of 18 are not mature enough to make decisions like those, by law, you are legally an adult when you turn 18. And when you turn 18, you're obviously mature enough because the law is that you can vote for who runs your country. And the final reason of why prostitution should be legalized is because it would create a safer environment for the sex workers. There would be fewer assaults and more prostitutes would be able to come forward to the police because what they are doing is legal and they would have no fear of being reprimanded. This is shown in New Zealand and Germany where prostitution is legal. Germany and New Zealand have brothels that use credit cards and screens clients. And because of this, the violence within these communities has decreased. And then in New Zealand, 57% of the police's attitudes towards the sex workers have definitely changed for the better. Also in New Zealand, because of the legality of prostitution, there was one sex worker who was able to sue a brothel owner for sexual harassment. Another example of where this would help with a safer environment is in 1980, when Rhode Island unintentionally legalized prostitution. There was a 31% decrease in rapes, and there was a 39% decrease in the gonorrhea infection in women.
Now, going off of Phoenix's research with the legality of prostitution in New Zealand, there is some evidence to suggest otherwise, that the legality of prostitution has decreased the inherent violence that comes along with it. The report of the Prostitution Law Review Committee stated that interviews with prostituted individuals in New Zealand, where prostitution is legal, reveal that a majority of prostituted people in the country did not feel as if the decriminalization had curbed the violence they experienced, demonstrating that prostitution is inherently violent and abusive. In addition to this, the problem with using rape statistics is that a majority of rape victims don't come forward, especially in a business where one pays for sex. When a woman legally accepts a transaction of money for sex, as would be the case with legalizing prostitution, when is it considered rape? It is in a situation like this where the line of technicality plays a factor.
Similarly to the report of the Prostitution Law Review Committee that Tori brought up, the Christchurch School of Medicine did a study on the effects of legalizing prostitution. Their study showed that 90% of the sex workers believed that the PRA gave them employment, legal and health, and safety rights. A substantial 64% found it way easier to refuse clients.
Now, when legalizing any new profession, it brings out technicality issues like the ones I've mentioned before that one simply cannot disregard. You cannot bring about change without a plan to address the most obvious questions. For example, how will these women be insured? Will they be insured through their profession or not? And will that health insurance cover things like STDs, should they get one? And what about pimping? Would pimping be decriminalized as well? Would their position just be considered managerial to an unorthodox profession? And what happens if a prostitute does get an STD or STI, how is regulation on her side in that case? Can she sue the man, or does she have a contract or regulation that protects her? And what about abusive situations from either pimps or customers? What happens then? It is not as simple to make prostitution legal as the counter makes it seem. It takes time, money, and a lot of cooperation to develop and put forth a plan for legalization that protects workers from the abuse and exploitation that is already going on. Another problem with legalizing prostitution is that it promotes a lifestyle that a lot of women regret living once they're in the system for too long. For example, of the 70% of the national prostitute population that was studied, 92% of female prostitutes in the United States say that they want to leave prostitution and its surrounding industry, but can't due to a lack of money or food. This shows that women who are in the business are forced to because of their circumstance, and even if they're not forced to do it in the beginning, they end up being forced to stay in it longer than they would like. Another reason why prostitution should not be made legal is that because it stems from male privilege, and legalizing it only increases the perception of male privilege in our country. Here's Norma Ramos, a social justice attorney and board member of Space International, an organization that calls for the criminalization of the demand for paid sex. She here explains what I mean. Legalizing this type of behavior not only shows society that America believes it's okay for the entitlement that these men feel, but it also proves that our society is willing to sacrifice the well-being of our young women for the contentment of our men. Something else that kind of backs up this point is, while doing research, I looked at the Wikipedia page for prostitution, and I came across the many street phrases for prostitutes and their customers. And just looking at that, it shows the degrading nature of the profession it claims to be. Common names for the prostitutes were whore, hooker, harlot, and call girl, whereas the common names for their customers are male escort, gents of the night, and sporting boy. The clear degradation of the prostitute through these common nicknames in comparison to the classy names of the buyers demonstrates the lack of respect for these women, who are seen as purchasable objects to these men. Regulating and legalizing this type of behavior would only show the world that we support the exploitation and the degradation of women for the satisfaction of men.
Although Tori didn't specifically talk about this, many people, including our government, find it immoral and disturbing to know that women have sex for money. So, it's immoral for a woman to have sex in privacy for money, but it's entertainment to watch people get at it on different sites like Pornhub. The only difference between a porn star and a prostitute is the fact that a porn star is filmed and seen on your screen. But for people who need money just as much as a rising porn star, it is illegal for them to have sex because it's off camera? To Today's podcast was sponsored by Paws Animal Shelter. Every day, animals big and small are heartlessly abandoned and left to die. For a small donation, you can help give these suffering animals a second chance at life and a second chance at love. Use the link down below to donate, and all donations over $10 will receive a free t-shirt. Thank you for helping us in our mission to give every animal a loving home.